What's the difference between market cap and total enterprise value of a company? It's a confusing topic, a lot of mixed stuff out there. Let me clarify that for you right here in this video. First off, market cap. Market capitalization, it's a formula. It represents the total value of a company as represented by the share price times the number of shares outstanding. So it's a metric that's used often to measure the size of a company when we're talking stocks and when we're comparing valuations of company in the context of their stock. So you'll say Apple has a market cap of $2 trillion or Google has a market cap of $2 trillion. Use these numbers, round numbers, to talk about their market cap in simplified terms. In reality, it represents the total equity of that company. It's the equity component of that company that measures and reflects what current investors are willing to pay to acquire all of the outstanding shares of that company. Enterprise value, on the other hand, is different because this is a more accurate reflection of what a third-party buyer would pay for the company. It includes other things which are critical. A company might have debt, right? And a company probably has debt. And if they have debt, someone's got to pay down that debt. You know, so if you're acquiring a company, you acquire the shares, but you also have to pay down the debt. So your EV, or your enterprise value, is your market cap plus your total debt plus your preferred shares plus your minority interest, if there exists one, minus the total cash on hand. Because the total cash on hand is in addition to all that. So there might be debt, there might be cash, there might be prefs that you have to pay. So those are all factored in. And the EV, or the enterprise value, is a closer metric of what a third party might pay for that company if they were willing to come in and buy them. So the components included, market cap only measures the equity, whereby EV measures your debt and other components as well. What do they measure? So your market cap is a reflection of what the market places on that company's equity component, whereby the enterprise value is a representation of what a third party might pay for the company. When are they used? So market cap is often used whenever you're watching a stock show or BNN or CNBC and they're talking about stocks. They will refer to companies as their market cap. They'll refer to them as their size or their market cap, but it's really a reflection of the equity. And they'll also compare companies in the same sector, right? So if you have a tech company, you'll compare it to others, or an oil and gas, or a bank. You'll say, oh, that one has a 50 billion market cap. That one's only 25. It's twice the size. EV is really used as a measuring stick for potential target acquisitions. Let's use a simple example here so that you guys understand. So imagine you have a company, 10 million shares outstanding. Current stock price is $30. Total debt, $50 million. The cash and cash equivalents are 10 million. So your market cap is a fairly simple calculation. You're just multiplying two numbers. You're multiplying that 10 million shares times $30 gives you 30 million market cap. There you have it. Your enterprise value is a little different. We have to add a few things. So yes, your EV, you start with your market cap, which is 300 million. You're adding the 50 million of debt because someone's got to pay for that. And then you're subtracting the cash, which is the 10 million. So your net EV, total number for EV in this case would be 340 million using this example. So important to know what you're talking about. If ever you're at a cocktail party and someone's talking about market cap and they're telling you that's what a company would be worth in the open market, feel free to correct them. Feel free to tell them, well, technically you're wrong because it's not a real enterprise value unless you factor in that debt, the preferred shares, the cash flow, the minority interest, etc. Guys, if this is confusing to you and you want to book a no obligation consultation to chat with me about this or anything else in your portfolio, please go to speaktorob.com. We'd love to book that for you. Thanks for tuning in, guys. I'm Rob Tatro. I'll see you guys in the next video.